Hi everyone. Welcome to OMG Stop. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie, and we're back.
We're back, guys. Get excited. Jamie and I took a couple weeks off. Life, summer, plans, things. You know what's up. Funky scheduling. So now we're back and at it again. We're coming to you guys today talking about topic of health in COVID times. People just talking about, I know, fluctuating weight. Obviously, we've briefly mentioned on previous episodes how mental health's a big thing during these times. So, Jimmy and I thought it'd be kind of great to kind of dip into a bit of how wellness and overall fitness and all that's kind of taking place in people's lives now. Maybe also prioritizing health now after a big global pandemic kind of hit us, you know, and how important it is to take care of ourselves in mind, body, physically, what you put in your mouth, all those things, food-wise and everything. It's like what we consume, you know, a healthy diet of, you know, healthy news, Jamie, I think, too. We talked about previous media stuff, you know. Like what we take in, guys, in any way is all considered kind of like what is healthy for us, I guess. But it affects everything. So I think that's very key to jump into today.
Yeah, what Krista said.
So again, guys, you know, guys, again, Jimmy and I mentioned several times, we both went to fashion school, cool beans. You both like have, you know, Jimmy, you have a BS, right? Both the exact same degree, basically. Yep, that's so. Bachelor of Science. So yeah, we're not full of BS. We just have a BS. Jamie, again, you don't have, she has it in fashion merchandising management, and I have advertising marketing communications. But again, guys, like I've mentioned, I have also taught fitness on the side. I did for a year in New York, and I guess I have in Vermont for the past year, I guess and a half-ish, a year and like 4 months, because I did it for a couple months before surgery. And then I have been at the gym I was working at before virus hit. In addition to that, guys, I'm also in nutrition school, certified integrative nutrition health coach. So I also specialize in gut health. Basically, what that means is, guys, health coach is kind of one who will help implement your wellness goals. Not so much like nutritionist being like eat this, count this, do this. Kind of like looking at you, asking different questions to figure out what is making you feel good right now. What is better in your life and what's not, and kind of figuring out what's good things for you to do that'll apply to different several different categories that contribute to our overall health and well-being. So, and I know Jamie and I wanted to mention it because I think, guys, if people maybe didn't, you know, we're all learning different things this year, I guess. But in 2020, if the biggest takeaway is not that life is precious, I mean, good God, I hope you know now. I mean, I feel like everyone's had weird times in their life, right? When something terrible happens to a good person, or who knows what, kind of just comes down with either a scary illness or sickness or some sort of condition where they can't operate as normal. And I kind of almost feel like that's the way our world is right now, in a very crunchy but like literal sense, how just like so many things are not in a good space and nothing's kind of stable. It's just like constant change. And it's kind of really, you know, maybe good but also a bad time for people who maybe if they're home more are either possibly overeating. Or maybe they're eating their family feelings more because everyone's like going through emotional roller coaster of like, what the life? You know what I mean, Jamie? And then everyone, again, guys, responds in different ways. And it's so key, I think, for everyone to know, like, hello, we're also working on it. It's a work in progress for every human out there. I'm pretty damn sure there's not one person who's like, I got this. Like, we all have got this, but not when it comes to health and fitness. Like, I feel like we all, especially as women, Jamie and I have mentioned body image before. It's like, I think there just comes time in life where you don't just want to eat to just like function. It's like you want to eat, feel good about what you're eating, and also being able to perform certain daily tasks. You know what I mean? I know also having some older relatives, of course, the older you get, guys, I think like more of like the impact of what you put into your body or into just like what you consumed as a human over the years of life, they affect you down the line for sure. How people, guys, have heart disease and have that. Of course, there's a multitude of factors as to why those things happen. But also, guys, if people, if their headspace is not right or they don't take care of themselves, it catches up. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know all the answers. Even doctors don't know all the answers, guys. You know what I mean? Which is, I know, frustrating. But Jamie's had crazy different health stuff. And like my situation, too, it's like with the strokes, no one knows what happened. You know, it's like blood clot, maybe sort of could have, but like doesn't make sense.
Yeah, my stomach stuff is a mystery to my doctor currently.
That, Jamie, too, like during these times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom has mystery stomach issues too. She's had them her whole life. Doctors can't figure out why she has these like random bouts of weird things happen to her. It just happens. Or like my sept, I be or when I after I had my appendix out, I became septic. They don't really know what happened, but I know to other people it happened to.
Really?
You know. Weird things. The body's a very odd thing.
And I think that's why, guys, again, like the fact that, you know, there's obviously, of course, in addition to the pandemic going on, and anxiety and depression, of course, being intensely on the rise, you've mentioned before, the fact that, guys, again, with people, you know, either their jobs maybe being in flux, not so stable, people that have lost jobs, maybe some people have been doing better in work during these times. Totally depends on your industry and what exactly your day-to-day is looking like. But the thing is, again, that affects guys too, like how we talk to ourselves. You know what I mean? Applies to like what we have going on in our life and what we choose to eat. Like, if you feel like shit, you're probably not going to grab an apple. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's just a weird thing where it's hard to kind of like be your own decision maker when your brain's already kind of like trying to make it easy. Like, we want the easy solution, you know? And that's hard too, I know, during these times when either if you're home more or people, again, are isolated alone. Jamie Exhibit A, because Jamie obviously, again, you know, spending time kind of different places. And people, guys, in any parts right now have maybe been stuck in a spot that they weren't planning on being for a long period of time, depending on the situation. And that affects so much, guys. You know, again, like how they take care of their body, if they're getting enough sleep. You guys, sleep hygiene is a real thing. And I'm not the pro on that. I've always had constant sleep issues, like all of my
life.
Jamie, yeah, it's like, Jamie, you've never had those like sleep studies done, have you? Like a sleep test to yourself?
I never have. I just blame my parents because my mom's an insomniac and my dad can go to sleep at like 2 a.m. and wake up at like 7:00. Like, but I just have parents that are very late night parents. But I was in the hospital after I was born. I was in the hospital for a month because I was sick. And the nurses told my mom when my parents came to pick me up, they were like, this one, she's really cute, but good luck. She doesn't like to sleep. And I would like freak out when I was a toddler, when I would have to go to sleep and I never napped or anything. Like, I just never liked going to sleep. And even to this day, like, I'm really bad. I fall asleep with the iPad on or I fall asleep to the TV, and I always had to fall asleep to the TV as a kid. I've always had like sleep things. Never had to do a sleep study because I've never had like breathing problems or anything.
Yeah, one of my friends' siblings has had that before. But again, like, some people that suffer, Jamie, yeah, maybe it's that way. If you people that have like sleep apnea or like other kind of like not serious but kind of more, I guess, like consistent or it's very long term kind of sleep disorders where they either sleep with somebody else in the bed and they disturb them at night, or they can't actually get their sleep, and depending on, you know, what their daily functioning is like. Yeah, sleep, guys, I think also, I mean, I know Jamie and I, again, like in college, guys, sleep has never been on my like to-do list, I guess, but especially in college. I think it's just crazy how maybe around this time, guys, too, 2020 in general is a broad sense, but also people from, again, experiencing a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of just like mental overload. So yeah. Much news and media beyond the virus has like come into play this year. You know what I mean? Like so many crucial, you know, again, global issues, whatnot. Like, I guess, what was the right term for that? Not like social issues, I guess. Yeah. So many things for this year. It's like that too, guys, affects just, I mean, that stuff like intercepts your brain. And that's like hard to function on like little things to make simple decisions, you know? And there's another kind of term for it too, but then there's something else that I feel like I've seen buzzing around, Jamie, too, right? It's like they say like coronavirus fatigue, you know what I mean? It's kind of, you get sick of the, not like a mundane routine, but it's kind of like we're all in a weird, permanent, temporary situation. You know what I mean?
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. I think we've all just had it. But at the same time, I get so angry when I see people doing things like, someone still had their wedding and there's no one's wearing masks and it's a big party. And it's like, why are you gathering in big groups? Like, I'm doing my part. Why aren't you doing yours? If you don't do your part and I don't do my part, we're not going to get out of this. It's like, what the hell? Just saying.
I know.
I feel you. That's why I've been going back and forth to my parents' house, because I realized that it's not great if I stay here the whole time. It's a lot better if I go to my parents' house, and I actually didn't miss my apartment this last time when I was in my parents' house, which was kind of scary. I was like, wow, I don't miss the apartment. But then I came back and I was like, oh, New York, I love you. I miss you. Yes, you're the best. like I went on the bus. I went back on the bus this weekend. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about how great the public transportation is. Totally. Like, I just forgot about like all the great things about New York. And then, but yeah, but it's for my mental health, even for my physical health, like you were talking about with eating, it's easier when I'm home with my parents, because in a way those decisions are being made for me. Like my dad is saying, okay, so for breakfast, like I'll help make your omelet that you like, or do you want one of your protein drinks? And then for lunch, it's like, all right, I got chicken salad, tuna salad, or this, like, that's all I got. And then dinner, it's the same thing. So where when I'm here alone, it's like, oh, I'm responsible for everything that's happening. And even before this, I was sitting on my bed, like eating oyster crackers out of the bag, like nobody's business, and not really paying attention and mindlessly eating. Yeah. Especially when you're alone, mindlessly eating is like, ooh, you gotta watch that, guys. You gotta watch it. You'll feel better about yourself if you watch it, trust me.
No, but that's true, Jamie. I also think it depends on the person too, right? It's like, it depends. I know when I lived alone, I feel like, Jamie, I lived away from home, of course, in the city, like, A, because of, like, money and just my life schedule, I couldn't keep tons of groceries on hand because, A, you can't carry so many bags back home from the grocery store, and then, B, the fact that, you know, certain foods go bad fast, so it's, like, depending on what days of the week, you know, I oftentimes, you know, would have, like, food plans with friends, like, maybe 2-3 nights a week, depending on stuff. Like, I'd obviously eat a lot at home, but I brought my lunch always to work. I've never been, like, a go-out-to-get-food-for-lunch person, but, like, I don't mind going out to eat dinner. I'm saying I was kind of, like, especially living alone, Jimmy, for me, is a good social thing for me, too. We're like,
right.
I needed that after work to kind of, like, have, you know what, not a coworker thing, just, like, a life, you know what I mean? So that was always obviously part of my mental sanity for the day, too.
Yeah. Even drinking. I feel like a lot of my friends, last time I was on like a big video chat, we were discussing how some of my friends have not been drinking as much because they just find that they're seeing now the negative effects of it. And it made me think about how many happy hours I would go to, whether it was work related or with friends. Like my friends, I would always try and do a happy hour at least once a month, or with brunch. Like I'd always get like a cocktail at brunch during the day, or even my birthday parties. My birthday parties have always been at bars. And the reason I do that is because, right. The reason because this is okay. My whole thing is I don't like birthday dinners because you're forced to sit with people that maybe you don't know, but also to me, it's like as the birthday person, you're basically telling your friends, I want you to pay for my meal. Maybe that sounds weird. I'm more than happy to pay for my friends' meals for their birthday, but I just feel like you're automatically imposing that on some people. Maybe some people aren't comfortable with that or don't have the money for that. Where if you go to a bar or something like that, people can get what they want. If your friends feel like they want to buy you drinks, let them buy you drinks. But then again, you're obligated to get your own thing and do your own thing, and it all works out. But yeah, I'm not really drinking anymore. And a lot of my friends were like, yeah, I just don't feel like it's really worth it anymore.
Welcome to the club. It's never been worth it to me, but that's just me. Heck, are you kidding me? I told you, I've been so tired lately. I've been up so late the past couple of nights and like, yo, I'm just like out with people. You know what I mean? I'm not drinking. And just like, you can get tired from living life, man. You know what I mean? Especially just like scattered day, especially when it's like summer out and it's hot and you're kind of running around doing a lot of different things in and out, AC, and then sweating your butt off in the sun, changing your outfit a couple times.
Yeah. I wanted to, you touched upon, or you wanted to touch upon fitness stuff. And since we're talking about like mental health and food and stuff, I think the other thing people really struggled with is not being able to maybe go to a gym, go to classes physically. I think about the atmosphere at a 305 fitness studio and how that's part of the motivating factor of going, and how fun it is. And you know, it's going to be a good time no matter what. Maybe you love your favorite instructor, or that was a group activity that some of my friends and I used to do. You know, we used to do that, Krista, and that's always fun. And, or it was something for me to look forward to after work, even though it was a little bit tiring to, maybe I would be out maybe a little bit longer than I wanted to after a work day, but it was so gratifying to do that after work and have something to look forward to. And it's kind of, I think a lot of people are having a lot of difficulty with that, you know, now that they can't go to the gym, or maybe they have like a workout club, like a running club. And running clubs you probably could still do because you're distancing yourself anyway. But yeah, I think that's also hurt a lot of people.
That's true. Well, that's why too, then before we started recording, guys, Jamie and I were talking about how, you know, I think there's a couple, Jamie, obviously different, I know, fitness places. I told you, I think at the beginning of all this, we're trying to figure out, okay, if they didn't have some sort of online platform for their members, they were going to try to go about it. Or maybe, you know, they wanted to kind of put it into can not only keep their business afloat, keep some income coming in, but also how to continue to serve their clients for sure. And so we were mentioning, guys, about SoulCycle, I think, has had a bike for a while. I'm not a spin person at all.
Me neither.
I've taken spin. I've taken Peloton. I've taken SoulCycle. I'd rather eat shit than ride. I like to ride a bike outside, people. I'm sorry. Everyone, there's a Vermont in me. But, like, listen, I'm not all about, like, playing in the dirt, but I'm not going to go bike inside when it's cold out. I used to like getting Monster Cycle a lot because they're owned by two gay men. They're beautiful. And me and Sam would go because my other friends, because they're really great, kind of like, very Jimmy told you, very, you know, LGBTQ plus kind of very, you know, diverse and welcoming environment. And they're just like super artsy guys, like such cool graphics. And, like, you watch music videos while you bike. So I'm like,
that sounds awesome. See, that sounds great.
Jamie, it's still, I think it's, I mean, again, I had heard they were closing a location. I don't know if they're both open or what. Again, so I know so many things in New York that I have, like, unfortunately, kind of either closed temporarily or to be determined, I guess, with a lot of businesses because of money right now in the city. But they used to have a location down Lower East Side, and then they also had a location right at the Limelight Building, right kind of in Chelsea. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Okay.
I think one of them, they closed recently again. Not sure details. Again, I'm in New York like you right now. So I just know that a lot of businesses, guys, have been suffering and closing beyond their control because of finances. And they're unable to, you know, just to, like, keep paying rent for another year with TBD of being allowed to hold group classes.
Yeah. I saw that Solid Core is going to have in-person classes starting because someone we went to college with is an instructor there.
Ooh, rewind / one of my fitness friends. Okay, I think used to be at Solid Core, or one of them. I know a friend of a friend, fitness person, through Surf Set Crew there. But Jimmy, there's some other gym when you said Solid Core. There's some other gym. One of my other National Fitness Day ambassador pals teaches at in the city, and they closed. It's not Solid Core if you said that they're opening. Some other gym. Oh my gosh.
That's the thing. There's so many, especially with the cycling. Peloton has a studio in New York that you can actually, like Krista said, you can go and take classes there. So there's that, there's SoulCycle, there's Swerve, there's another one that
Monster or Spin.
Monsters. There's another one that my friends used to do. And I can't think of it. They had a location.
Neon bikes. Wait, I feel like I'm picturing something else. Orange. Nope.
Not Orange Theory. I feel like it started with an F. Maybe.
Flash.
There's another one, though. Another one.
Definitely was. I feel like, Jimmy, there's so many, like, you know, so I was like, you know, like, for any kind of thing. Hello, especially for fashion, Jimmy. Hello, merchandising, for sure. There's the big brands. Hello. It's also, like, the sub-brands. So it's, like, you know, smaller kind of, like, fitness studios, maybe who have, like, one-off and aren't, like, mega-owned conglomerates that are, like, you know, franchise, who knows, we're in different big cities. So it's like, I feel like there's some smaller ones that you're right. There was some, Jamie. Flywheel,
that was it. I was about to Google it and be like, what is it? Flywheel, that was it.
Wait, Jamie, I've never done that. Again, my whole thing, guys, is, again, my AMC Jamie marketing mind is like, what's the differentiating factor between Soul and all these other ones? Because here's the thing. Again, I know that SoulCycle, guys, I noticed some, like, different instructors that I'm, like, friends of friends friendly with on social. Again, never taken a SoulCycle class in my life. I did. I volunteered Dare to Bear. It's kind of like sponsored by SoulCycle related entrepreneur. She's amazing. And they always had Jimmy, like, SoulCycle bike rides part of it. It's like the biggest fundraiser part of the class. And still never took a class, SoulCycle. But the thing is, oh my God, I was going on a tangent and then my brain went opposite direction. I'm sorry. Anyways, but I'm saying my brain goes, like, you know, what is different? I'm saying besides the actual workout, when I know for SoulCycle, the big kind of, like, selling proposition is kind of the experience of, like,
yes.
Feeling like, you know, and I get it because the motivation of, like almost like the drugs you're fed in your, it's good verbal kind of, you know, feedback and motivation throughout the class. That's what I know is part of it. The spiritual kind of sense of SoulCycle.
Yeah.
For most people. Sorry, okay. But Flywheel, Jamie, I never knew what Flywheel's like. I feel like what their main, like their key little thing was, I never feel like I knew what they're like, oh, we got this kind of thing about them, the differentiating aspect. I know.
I know people who took it because I think they liked the instructors a lot more so than what the experience was. From what I could tell from people's social media, that was more of the draw, was they liked the instructor. The instructor led a really good class, and that was more the draw versus SoulCycle. Yeah, which I think more people go to because it's like all spiritual and stuff, and it's kind of cult-like.
Oh my God, dude, it's hella cult-like. Are you kidding? No, but also, when you said that about the draw, I think it's so true too, but think about it. Like, hello again. Like, you know, when people decide what they're going to buy or shop or do what or this or, like, eat today, it's like, everyone has their own like motivating factor, right? That's why some people again would choose the experience place versus, you know, the instructor versus like, you know, is it a price point thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, dude, New York can have so many fitness studios. I mean, I know it seems excessive, but I mean, beyond it being, hello, like a big city with tons of people, the fact that, you know, of course, per neighborhood, you, a fitness studio, depending on the name, they want to be, you know, decent enough, spread out, so people can, you know, have a convenient location or either close to a subway or whatnot. You know what I mean?
So yeah. That, one of the reasons why I loved 305 so much was because I could walk there both from work and then walk home.
And that was key for you, Jamie, because they didn't, because that wasn't the case, because you never went to the West Village one, right?
I never went to that one because it was just, the location was, no, it just was not convenient at all for me.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was the first studio. I went there a couple times. So cute. Yeah.
The same thing happened after we graduated college. So when we were seniors, I started taking this Zumba class, and the studio was right behind FIT, and they had like a special student discount. So I would go like, I was going like three times a week at one point.
Nice.
Because the class was so good. And then when I came back, I was like, oh, maybe, I looked them up and I was like, oh, the instructor's still there. And I decided to go to like, I think I went to two classes, but because it was all the way in Chelsea and I lived on like the other side of town, it just, I realized, I was like, this is so inconvenient for me. Like I'm spending more time getting there than being in the class. And like, they were in a hold, it just wasn't worth it for me anymore.
Okay, once you went to the east side, yeah.
Yeah, it just was like, just wasn't worth it. And I didn't want to join a gym because there is there's two gyms actually near my apartment that are both big names. And then there's kickboxing that's by near me, but I tried it once and from like some guilt deal and I hated it.
You did the I Love Kickboxing one?
Oh God. Yeah. That's also a cult.
I told you, CK, again, I know everyone's different, but I told you, if you want kickboxing, CKO is where I've gone. That was in Astoria. There happened to be, again, the owners were great guys.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yes, they're everywhere for like now. When I was in Astoria, I didn't know they even had a Manhattan. Maybe they did, but they're kind of like underground. We're not as known, maybe, I feel like, kind of like hidden. Because again, Rumble was all up about. Now Grit's all up and about. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's so many other. It's all these fitness instructors who used to be a part of Barry's. I'm not even kidding. This is like true facts. That now, like they have like a diverse, you know, skill set. And most of them are personal trained certified. And they're all kind of like Barry's, super intense, like, let's go kind of like hustle, hustle, hustle. And they kind of transitioned it into a boxing, but make it more trendy and fun, applicable to, I think, more of a female audience. Then I feel like, even though Barry's, again, I told you I went there once with some coworkers when I was at my desk job that I had for the longest time. But again, it's just, everyone wants different things in their own workout. For me, that was nothing that like excited me to go back. Because again, I enjoy, you know, having strength training incorporated for sure, but I'm not down to go to a treadmill class as part of the class, even if, like, I understand the endurance portion, because, listen, I can run on my own. You know what I mean? It just, like, depends. Like, I like to go to classes where, you know, you don't get that on your own outside of the place. But that's everyone's preference, why I love Surf Set and I taught Surf Set.
Yeah. Didn't Rumble come out with, like, a treadmill class?
Yes, Jamie. And that, again, this has all been happening since I haven't been living there. I just know from all the trainers that I like follow on social. Rumble, yeah, that's the whole thing too. Like a lot of them have kind of, like broken off or kind of like segued into like a gentle expansion from their main brand of a fitness studio, Rumble. Yes. If I skipped that before, thank you for saying that. I knew I missed something.
I was going to say Rumble's the other one I remember you said you really liked.
Yes, no, Rumble, oh my God. Because, Jamie, know what the key, guys? Rumble, Jamie, I told you, because, again, I used to do kickboxing. If people want to just do regular boxing, I mean, again, purely just upper body and no kicks kind of involved and stuff. But it's great. I liked Rumble because they had water-filled punching bag.
That's right.
And it's safe for guys, for everyone's body, especially my back pre-surgery. But no matter what, everyone's body, guys, it's less impact and forceful. So, like, when you punch any normal, the long, long boxing bags, you feel that impact against your body. Maybe you feel fine, but like your body has to absorb that like emphasis, and shit can get bad over a long period of time. So for safety and everyone's health, the aqua bags are called. Oh my God, it's like the chicest shit. I love it so much.
Since we're talking about group fitness, I have a question for you, Krista. Do you think with the pandemic, we're talking about a lot of, everything we're talking about is group fitness. And
true.
Some people don't want to go to those classes maybe because they don't feel good about themselves or they're nervous or they don't want to go alone. Do you think that maybe what's kind of the good that's come out of the pandemic is that these Zoom classes allows people to do group fitness but in their own comfort zone?
Yes. Okay. Well, I love how you asked that. I think, Jamie, that's true. But again, everyone's different. Because, of course, again, guys, I think I've mentioned, Jamie and I both mentioned, again, I do several classes a week, 5 classes a week on Zoom, but 2 or 3 or 5. The other ones for my gym clients I do separate. Again, I think that's true, Jamie. But even still, you know, of course, I've had a few other actually separate people that I've talked to recently about joining my 3 or 5 class, kind of coming to when I teach Tuesdays or Sundays, Tuesday nights or Sunday mornings. And they were like, oh, but I want the camera off. I don't want to have myself exposed. I understand that. I've heard that at least 5 times by now. But here's the thing. Again, A, you're in the comfort of your own home. No one's around you. B, the best we could do right now with the times and the distance and the way most people are in totally different locations is to do a Zoom workout, because if you want to be a group fitness experience, I mean, in person is the best. Absolutely. 100% hands down. I know from teaching the experience is different. Oh my God. I love being in person. I miss that. I'm not a computer based, like, let's live through a screen thing. But I know for some people, of course, you know, if they still want the almost, Jamie, as close as they can get to a group atmosphere right now, especially if they're living alone or maybe they're far from a lot of close friends and family right now, then it's great to, like I said, to do a Zoom workout right now. I think it probably is a good segue, because maybe people afterwards, possibly, who maybe if they did not used to do group classes, maybe they'll do group classes afterwards whenever things open, maybe, you know what I mean? So, like, again, I think it just, people are interesting, people are very unique, just people are just, like, I don't know, us as humans, guys, we're nuts. I don't know, like, talking about
the other thing I was thinking too is that this is something I kind of just told myself is if you've always had excuses for working out, if let's say you don't want to pay to work out, there are so many companies like 305 that have videos on YouTube that tell you when they're live streaming that you don't have to pay for. You can just go online and take the class, and maybe they have a YouTube class that you really like. There's also so many fitness people on YouTube. Like, I know people who do the Blogilates videos because they really like her and say that her challenges are pretty good. But especially during this time, there's really no excuse to not work out. And I've told myself there's no excuse for me not to do Krista's classes every Sunday. Like, I'm not doing anything. Why, you know, I have no excuse. Even she was doing them at a later time, I wasn't doing anything in the afternoon. There was no excuse for me to not do it. So that's what I've told myself, at least.
Well, good, Jamie. I told you, I hope you like them. Again, it's like, I'm still trying to get used to A, the screen thing, and B, 305. Again, I told you I like became certified, obviously, during this time. And it's just like, I've obviously only done one other certification before that, and that was in person. And so it just, like, it's different experiences, kind of bites. But again, thankfully, I've been able to connect with the obviously 305 community. It's huge. And Jamie, I can't spill it yet, but I can tell you off air, maybe after. 305 is going to have some big thing coming out soon, PPS. So, like, a separate thing digitally for the time. Their YouTube is going to be changing, I think. So,
yeah. But even before you started teaching classes, they were releasing so much content so quickly. And I remember thinking to myself, like, there's no reason why I can't just stream this on my Apple TV and do a workout for 45 minutes.
So, Jamie, or 5 minutes, you guys, like, it's not even just like I mean, like, I even just am saying enjoy, like, honestly, again, even teaching fitness, like, I, you know, have my own conflicts of, like, how much am I taking care of myself beyond, like, my job as fitness. I don't know. It's a weird thing as I'm still transitioning into life and such. But the fact that, I know, Jamie, some days, of course, too, it's, like, weird things happening and stuff. And I'd be like, oh, there's a great, like, thigh focus or ab focusing, whatever I want to kind of maybe work on today, upper body, lower body, whatever, etc. And honestly, yeah, like 5 to 7 minute videos, 15 minutes max. You guys, that's literally faster than I can go to the bathroom sometimes. You know what I mean? We all have time for that. Come on. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's human nature. Everyone's got, you know, a couple of, it's all about, again, guys, like, I know this from working in sales jobs, and I'm not the best salesperson because I'm not a liar, but I just know, again, if you want to feel better, literally move your body for, like, listen to one song that you have maybe on your playlist that you like, you enjoy the music, whatever, play it. If you don't feel better after that one song, maybe it's like 3 minutes or so, 3 to 5 minutes, most songs, not even dancing, just kind of like play any kind of free song, just move for a couple minutes. If you feel good after that, if you don't feel good after that, then I don't know what the hell, because yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like,
oh my God, that made me think of, we keep doing our Friday dance parties with my friends, and this week we got a little nervous because, like, I logged on, my friend logged on, and she was like, it might just be like both of us right now. And I was like, okay, like, I'm cool with that. And then 2 other girls logged on, and even though we chatted for half the time, we were like, we're like 20 minutes in, we should probably start the dance party. And we did maybe only 5 songs, and it was still so, like, it just felt so good to do and so much fun.
I love that. And that's the thing, guys. I think, honestly, that's, like, the big thing, too, for this year. Again, you guys, I mean, obviously there's tons of, you know, things being thrown at us to selling you, to, you know, in general on social media, on TV, all over in general, about what you should do and buy to take care of your health and fitness. But the thing is, you guys, it doesn't have to be something so, oh my God, they think it's this, then it has to, like, it can literally be like Jimmy's saying, again, a simple thing, guys, where again, you know, you just, whatever, with your friends, dancing, whatever, it doesn't have to be something maybe almost like so calculated or feeling like you have to force yourself to do it. Like, again, it should be like a simple thing you can just do and enjoy and reap the benefits of, you know what I mean? So.
And you'll feel better, because I, when it comes to my workout habits, I've gone on streaks where I would go to 305 Fitness like once a week, maybe more. I buy a pack of classes because 305 has the best deal when I think when it comes to buying a pack of classes. You can buy 10 classes and use them within like 4 months, which is great. And I would like use up my classes right away, and then I wouldn't go for months at a time. Chris, it took Krista a year to convince me to go to 305 Fitness. That's how lazy of a person I am.
Comes to my classes.
Exactly. But it's also nice that I talk about body comfort. I've never been the type of girl to work out in just a bra and leggings. But when I go to Chris's classes, because, and it's not just because like I've lost a lot of weight, but I know her. Like, I know she's not going to judge me, and I know that the other people on there aren't going to judge me. So like, why the hell not? I'm in my apartment. Like, why not work out in like a workout bra and just leggings? Like, that's totally fine. If I were to go back though to 305 Fitness, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd probably wear like a tank top. But just saying, that's also another thing I've discovered about these like Zoom classes. That's nice.
Jamie, I love that. And you said that before too, I think on a previous episode. I think it's just, honestly, that's so important, guys. You know what I mean? It's like those little things, guys, right now, again, we just really have to appreciate. Like, that's a big thing, like a big, you know, kind of concept of acceptance for ourselves. I mean, good God. I mean, you know, we all have different paths in our own. If people see therapists or whatnot, Jamie and I both talk about how we have therapists. I mean, good God, radical acceptance is not something that I'm ever absolutely 100% good about. My therapist is always talking about that. It's accepting so many things that I have trouble with. So it's great. I think, Jamie, again, small or big, guys, whatever is important to you, you know, to feel like, you know what, I did this today for myself, for my body, for my mind, for just like, you know, your overall happiness. I mean, I think it's like, yeah, it's like ridiculous as it sounds, whatever. We forget that, you know, because for so long it's been with the media and with how body image and everything has changed so much over the years. People don't think you should be doing something to move that you also enjoy. I think that's kind of been a tough misconception for a while.
Yeah. Do you think with these Zoom classes now there's going to be more like digital fitness, like Obey Fitness, I know has been around for a while. I'm sure they got more customers during all of this, but do you think more companies like SoulCycle or like 305 are going to invest more in like having digital platforms because they realize how many people they can reach?
I think so, because, you know, I think also beyond the fact that, hello, like with the times to kind of, you know, keep their own income flowing in, some money flow going. Jimmy, you said before, like you said, you're lazy. People are lazy too. People don't always want to exit their house to do anything. So pandemic or not, you know what I mean? It's like an extra kind of like cushion to like soften the blow of their excuse, whatever, for their reasoning. I think a lot of places in general are trying, if they don't already have, like I said, to have some sort of maybe online, like I said, program or access, because they're finding that people like that. We discussed before, I think our generation, I mean, who knows before, you know, even jobs are continuing to change, obviously, with everything now, but how a normal workday isn't always like a thing anymore, and people, guys, want to have access on their phone, if not on whatever their technology they're using to do a workout when they're like, you know, they're here, they're there.
Yeah. I noticed with my West Coast coworkers, I think because so many of us, or at least for my division, like majority of us are here on the East Coast, that by the time it's like 6 o'clock my time, I've noticed some of my coworkers taking like a workout break at like 3 o'clock their time.
I love that. That's very LA. I love it though.
Yeah, but you're right. Like one of my friends works out from her iPad. Like she puts the iPad down, has her workout mat, does her classes that way. She also bought a Peloton because she used to go to cycling all the time. Yeah. So no shame in buying a Peloton. If you got the money and you want to do it, like, why not?
I mean, also, I think the whole thing is too, like, you know, maybe the reason why I think yes to your question, again, people are probably going to continue to grow with like the online, some sort of streaming subscription, whatnot option. Because also, you know what? it can last for a while. And then that company also has so much extra content to provide to make money. There's so many ways to like sell that. And the thing is, like, again, right now, yes, there's a lot of options. So it's obviously more competitive space, and it's getting more and more competitive all the time for sure. Big brands do not have it easy, especially small ones trying to come in, depending on what kind of level they're in or what kind of location. But I think, especially, you know, I think, Jimmy, because places that previously had, you know, brick and mortars and they have a good clientele from there and like they have good brand awareness, people are going to, you know, boom, they're going to be probably okay when it comes to branching off into a digital platform. But if anything's trying to open up now, or maybe was supposed to this year, damn, like that's a tougher nut to crack. You know what I mean? Try to like intercept the market literally that way and also bring in people. You know, it's just, I think, again, you know, like, you know, for our generation, I mean, I think in general, we're going to continue to have, I think, odd jobs in the sense of maybe not typical hours again, or maybe, you know, people are going to be working less, or I don't even know after all this, like so many things are just, what is it? Like Facebook's already had people, I think it's what you mean, right? Facebook or Instagram too. I think we saw both the other day too, where like their employees are already still putting out, they're already kind of like set officially to like be back, be still working from home until like next summer. That's correct. I mean, I get it with the, I guess like, you know, with like what's going on, but like, Jamie, that's such a long time to project ahead for.
Yeah.
I guess it's crazy, you know, in the changing world. And the key, guys, to, you know, for anyone's age is like taking care of yourself, guys. Why I think health is just, again, I didn't appreciate it for a while. Like we all take it, like I said, we all take our health for granted, guys, until you have a sudden situation with surgery or a life, you know, accident or unfortunate event literally happens, because then you just realize, no, I mean, obviously, there's so many days where all of us probably take something for granted, but it's just like, I don't know. I think this time, definitely, I've been thinking about that more. So, like, I don't know. I've always been a hugger, but now, like, I really appreciate hugs. I'm like, damn, I love people's bodies, and that sounds sketchy, but I don't mean like that. But, you know, if it's like family members or like friends, Jamie, you know what I mean? Like, Jamie, I'm saying, like, if I saw you on the street, I'm saying we couldn't hug, like, that would be so hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Couldn't right now, I guess, because we're in different houses. It just depends on your level and your parents, and like, I don't know. Out, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because when I watch Formula One, they don't stand 6 feet apart, but they all have masks. And my dad was saying, like, oh my God, like they're not 6 feet apart. And they're like, why are they, some of them hugging each other? I'm like, Dad, first off, the drivers are in so many layers of racing gear, like to protect themselves, that's fine. But it's funny because you see a lot of them, they're elbowing their teams. Like they don't, like they're not touching it. Some of them are not touching at all. And then some of the teammates, like the first thing they do is like, whoever wins like runs up to the team and like gives them a hug, and it's a whole thing. So it's so funny. Yeah. But like you were saying, the whole thing for granted, like I got really upset. I was thinking the other day about how like I took eating bread for granted. Like can't really eat bread right now. I really want a bagel. My dad was funny. He's like, I think if you eat like a quarter of a bagel, it's not going to kill you. And I was like, that's true. Okay. I think I'll be okay. But you know, just being cautious. But I was thinking about how, and I got upset too, how like I haven't been out to dinner, like you were saying, with my friends, or,
like I said,
all those things. I would think I'd be okay staying outside. My dad was saying he would be comfortable doing that. So I think when I go home next, maybe my dad and I will go to dinner. We'll try and find a place we can sit outside and have dinner. So.
Give me again. Yeah. With personal comfort, because I forgot. I have ate inside a couple times since this, like twice, but again, it's like reservation only for places. A, B, one time, like I said, was literally my family on my birthday, and no one else was inside with us. They're all sitting outside. And yeah. So there are also a lot of places, again, have things blocked off, you know what I mean? So it's like they have you plenty of spread out. And it's like, I mean, again, I'm not sitting somewhere where someone's back to back next to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, I was at a bar the other night, but like I said, guys, too, in Burlington, Vermont, it's totally different right now. You wear a mask, a sanitizer, you write your name down, take your temperature before you walk in. It's very different. The bar was empty, just like the group of people that I came with, we're the same car with, obviously, so we've kind of already exchanged. We've been kind of seeing each other this time with everything. And like I said, no one else was in the bar but us. You know what I mean? Just like we sat down, you wear a mask whenever you leave kind of thing, and it's like, you know, they were all very far from us. Like everything was still very, you know, precautious. But I mean, yeah, things have been opening, of course, here for a while now. It's just a lot of places are adjusted. My sister and I actually have lunch plans tomorrow. But again, it's supposed to rain. That's the hard part with outdoor reservations. Cause like,
yeah, you know, that happened today here. That was the problem. Cause we don't, in New York City, they're not allowing indoor. In New York, on Long Island, they are. But some people are still like very iffy about it.
Yeah, I told you, I know everyone again has their own thing. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, listen, like they're wiping things, ton of things down. A, I in general.
Well, it's like the air circulation more so.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Because there was a study in China that they found out in a restaurant, like the air conditioning caused the air particles to move.
Gotcha.
So that's what they have to have like special filters and stuff.
Yes. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Gotcha.
That's more of it.
Yeah. Again, everything's different. That's the hard part, like I said, with like, A, I mean, I think I told you, like, obviously, there's a lot of industry suffering right now, but the fact that I feel bad, obviously, for businesses, because it's like the fact that, listen, I know what you mean, again, for any of us, you know, planning more so, you know, back to fashion days in general, FIT, and just like general life being a woman, a lot of days you plan your outfit based on the weather, a little, you know, A, in general, but with temperature, but with the rain too, damn, I recently got some white jeans on sale, I'm not wearing those when it rains, you know what I mean? and so it's just like, obviously, that's a big thing when it comes to, you know, like I have plans to go paddleboarding on the lake with one of my friends in a couple of weeks outside and stuff, of course. And it's like, yeah, you don't think about it weather dependent, but I mean, I think it's more crucial now, of course, for anything, especially when people again aren't going inside places, choosing not to or aren't allowed to, depending on location and their comfort level. And then the fact that just like, you know, when you still want to do life and see things and get your favorite, you know, coffee, tea, lunch, whatever kind of thing. It's just, yeah, it's just funky. I know a lot of businesses, you know, they've, I don't know, one of my friends, Jimmy, now, I've been in Jerry's the other day. I mean, again, everyone has their own kind of PPE kind of thing for what they need to wear when they work there, but like goggles and so much mask, and they have like so many technology problems and the way they take orders, like just anyone's kind of flow of customers are different because some places can't fit people like
yeah.
that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Places, of course, in the city or not, suburban areas, hello, like. I don't know, parts downtown too. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like hard to see that, you know? And we have a big sidewalk sale going on outside downtown, Church Street with my friend the other day. But again, obviously masks outside, but the fact that like, hello, if the weather's not cute, then we're all shit out of luck. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Craziness. But athleisure wear is going to sell again, probably.
I mean, Jamie, I think it's always, I feel like it's been on a continuous up and up, no?
I think it's, like, much more now in the up and up because people are just like, I don't know what real clothes are anymore.
That's – well, Jamie, but that's actually – wait, so then, Jamie, switch to you for a brief bit then. You question. So do you – I mean, I guess, like, for you, Jamie, again, you're in shoes, yes?
Yes, I'm in shoes.
Say that, okay, cool beans. So Jamie's in shoes. But then Jamie's like, do you – have you found recently or do you think to come soon, of course, that, like, buyer behavior is, like, totally shifted?
Yes. Active sneakers have been selling very hot. People are buying shoes to be outdoors. People are buying hiking. People are buying water, especially for kids. Water shoes is very big. I saw actually a girl yesterday walking her dog in some Keen hiking water shoes. And I was like, oh my God, I've seen those shoes. Like I look at those shoes like every day, I feel like at work. But I was like, wow, see, she's wearing them because they're comfortable. And she can wear them while she walks her dog, or she can wear them when it rains. So yeah, definitely people's behaviors have changed. Actually, there was a really interesting article. I shared it with at work. There's a company called List, LYST. And you can go on there and basically search products. And what it does is it shows you where you can shop them. And Stop. They released an article and it had the top brands for quarter two of quarantine, and Nike was number one. And Nike's online sales increased, I think they said by like 106%, like some crazy number, because people were buying sneakers and athleisure and like, but their online sales like skyrocketed during the first half of quarantine, basically.
I love these.
Yeah, people's buying behaviors are definitely changing. However, people are still buying regular things they don't need. You know, we have to be cognizant of what areas of the country people can sort of do normal things with, even though we can't do normal things. But yeah, buying behaviors have definitely changed, and a lot of articles have come out about that. And if you guys are interested in reading about fashion articles and you don't have access to Women's Wear Daily, because Women's Wear Daily you have to pay for, great websites like Business of Fashion, Fashionista is a great one. I get emails from there's a site called Bloglovin, which promotes both, like they have I get like a weekly email of like both articles and blog posts from different people that they have, so that's how I find out about a lot of this stuff. And then I recently actually got a subscription to New York Magazine. They had a flash sale where for the year for $20, you could get a digital subscription. And then I have access to all of their sites, and The Cut and The Strategist are two of their sites. And those are great sites to check out what's on sale, what their editors recommend. The Cut also highlights and profiles what's happening in the industry. So
I love The Cut, Jamie, so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When you said WWD for women's wear, know what kills me is, like, back in the day, even still had a subscription. Like, I know we got like a bonus access for it in college, but I feel like I never was able to figure that out, whatever. FIT perk for all the student links we had. I don't even know. But I used to go on it all the time, especially when I was like interning at Marie Claire and like Bradbury Lewis and Shoshana and all these places and everything. They used to have so many more articles that you could read full length for free. And now they're totally cut it. So they're really trying to enforce, obviously, because again, their sales are not doing, you know what I mean? Like everything and publishing.
Yeah. One of my coworkers got a subscription and I was like, we have one already though through work. Like you just have to ask this person and he'll download it and put it in a drive for all of us. Like that's great. It.
Benefits. Look at your benefits. Come on.
Yeah. It was like, because he used to do that for us all the time. And it was a nice perk because we used to have it for free in college. And I completely forgot my FIT account password. I know you get your FIT account for life, and I completely forgot my password and all of that.
Can we even get back in? I don't think we can. Can we forget password?
No, you definitely can. I know people who still use their FIT email.
Wait, oh my God. See, I didn't know it was for life. Stop. Have I been like...
Yeah, no, it is for life. I think it is for life. Yeah.
Okay, FIT NYC.
Like, I found my FIT ID card when I was at home, and I think I wrote my ID number on the back of it because I feel like there were so many times like you needed to know it. I bet I could find it somewhere. I bet my parents have like an old statement or something for like a tuition payment that has it because I want to get back in there.
Stop. I'm not kidding. I love this. No, I think just like, I think if we go to the website, we can figure it out. I'm going to try that too. I'm not kidding because I think you and I discussed it before and I was like, I think you or some other people, I feel like I've mentioned that they've like dipped into it since graduating. Like, of course, why not? But I think for so long ago, I wasn't avoiding it. I just was like, oh no, I'm good. And then I forgot. And then life happened. But it's like, yo, I'm still paying for college. So come on, at least I can still get into the resources. You know what I mean? So good God, not cute. But yeah. Best thing, I think that's true, Jamie. I guess maybe a little last thing if you want to end on there, something just before we go into our sure. feeling timing. I think it's just key, guys, Jamie. Maybe if you and I, Jamie, maybe didn't discuss this before, maybe we did off air, but when you were mentioning about the perk to having that at work, I just think that's overall key, guys, not yourself. Anyone, guys, who has a job right now, whatever the case of your job, working remotely, however, make sure you check into some of the benefits you get. Because I know, Jamie, if it wasn't you and I, one of my other friends mentioned there was some beautiful, wild, unexpected benefit that she had access to through her work that she already was paying for with her insurance or something like that, and she wasn't using. And I can't think of it. I'm not making this up. I swear. I just can't remember what it is.
The one benefit I would say to look into, regardless of your company's financial situation, there's a YouTuber I followed. She actually asked, she's an FIT grad, and she was asking her followers, what financial advice do you have for people? And she posted one of my my things, and I said, take advantage of your company's 401k plan. And if even a lot of companies, I know they don't have the funds to match because sometimes they match a certain percentage and you get free money essentially. But it's such a good benefit because you don't have to go out on your own and open your own account independently. If they're allowing you to take advantage of that benefit and open an account through them, they're going to give you some money. It's so good. And I actually had an old boss who really highly encouraged it because he didn't take advantage of that when he was younger and he really regretted it. So that's definitely something to look into. Also, if your company has, if your people are going to the doctor still, people have to get stuff done, health savings account. Another great advantage.
Hey, Jamie, yeah.
That's what I have. And even if you don't use it, let the money build up. It's your money. And then you can use that towards your doctor's visits, your prescription. I had my MRI bill come in and it was like $170 and I had the money already in the account for it. I didn't have to like pay out of pocket on my credit card. So yeah, definitely look into your company's benefits for sure. And some companies may be giving you even extra benefits during this time, like a stipend for working at home or something like that.
Wait, that is so, yes. So key, guys, pay attention to. Ooh, Jamie, last thing for that, connected back to health. Fun fact, guys, finances are part of our, for IIN, for integrated nutrition, guys, what we consider kind of like our health. Finances are one of the categories on Circle of Life. It may not seem like it, but like think about it. How much money you have or what you owe or what you can afford and not affects and contributes to your health. Just think about that. It's applicable, and finances are very key. So I love that tip, Jamie. Stop. Just like wanted to say that. So
yeah,
good.
But those are some benefits. Yeah, now's a great time. And you also may be paying for something, like Krista said, you may be paying for something you didn't know you were. So just a little thing to check out.
You guys, to better your life, why not get a free upgrade? You know what I mean? On certain things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or maybe you have money going to like some spending account that you're not really using, and that's money you could maybe save from your paycheck, or, you know, maybe you didn't realize you could cancel it, things like that. So yeah, definitely take a look into all that. Also, good time to reevaluate your finances. Take a look at what, you know, your accounts and your 401ks and all of that. And even my dad and I were talking about this the other day, and he was like, oh yeah, we should probably meet with our financial people to like see how much money we have in our investments. I was like, yeah, I'd like to know.
Do you know that my parents do that all the time? Like, especially when it comes to like the house and financing the house and everything. So many things, like refinance the house and kind of stuff. Constant stuff, constant things with that. Dude, when you have cars and houses and who knows what, you know what I mean? And then miscellaneous bills from owning a house, or I don't obviously own a house, but just like my parents, obviously, and being with them, all that. And then we all have our own loans. So,
yeah. Also, if you're looking to buy an apartment in New York City, prices are way down. People are leaving. So that's something really great to take advantage of.
Jamie, but not everyone's going to want to go stay right now because, dude, if no one's using the subway, then how else, wherever you move to, you're like stuck for life right now, kind of for a bit. You know what I mean? Joking, but I know people who are in Brooklyn can't get anywhere else right now. Dude, you're lucky. Yeah. You're in. You know what I mean? Not everybody is.
Yeah. Oh my God. Should I quickly talk about my bus experience? What it was like to take public transit for the first time in like 5 months?
Yes.
Okay.
For you.
So we'll end on this note since we were talking about health, pandemic, everything today. So I had to take the bus to go to the doctor yesterday, and I probably could have done a virtual visit, but it's the dermatologist. I kind of need to go to see her in person. So it's really easy for me to get to. I always take the bus, like 15 minutes on the bus, not even. And before I knew I was going to have to do this, my parents were kind of freaking out because they were like, well, can you walk there? Can you not? I'm like, it's summer. I'm not walking like 30 blocks. It's like, it was hot. It was hot out yesterday. I walked back, but it was hot yesterday, even though it was early. So I knew I probably had to take the bus, and I consulted with one of my friends who was taking the bus to work back and forth. She works at a hospital. And I said, do you think I need to wear a face shield when I go on the bus? And she was like, 100% you do. I think you'd feel more comfortable. That's what I was doing, and I've been okay. So, like, just make sure, like, obviously you need the mask, but I would suggest you wear a face shield. So I was like, all right. So I ordered these hats with these snap face things on them from Amazon. I looked like a crazy person on the bus yesterday, but it was kind of weird because the bus was like, it wasn't super crowded, but it was hard because everyone was trying to be conscious of where they were standing. I did feel good because I was on the bus with a lot of nurses or medical people because I was going near one of the hospitals on the Upper East Side. So that made me feel a little bit better. They weren't wearing face shields, but I also saw some people like did have like those goggles on, like the clear, they almost look like the clear construction goggles. Some people were wearing them. It was really weird though. Cause you know, you can't just hop on the bus and take a seat. You just kind of have to kind of like look around and see where you can stand. And they have to be careful of like people coming in and out. And I did take it back home. I walked for the most part back home because it actually ended up being like a really nice day, but I went to Whole Foods and I had stuff I had to put in the freezer. So I got on the bus and my trip back home was a lot easier because the bus was really empty and I could kind of stand without people around me. But yeah, it was kind of weird. I haven't gone on the subway yet. And I don't think, I was talking with a friend yesterday who lives in Brooklyn and she was like, yeah, I had to get on the train the other day to go somewhere. And she too was like, I'm only going to take it if I need to. That's how I feel. I know some people, my friends and family have been taking the subway or Ubers and things like that. I'm not comfortable really going back on public transit, but again, if I have to, I will. I will say the buses were timed really well. It seemed like they were running even faster than they used to. I don't know if that's because maybe there's less traffic or whatnot. There's still quite a bit of traffic in a lot of parts of Manhattan, but I don't know. It was kind of weird. I don't know. But if your friends are not comfortable doing any of that stuff, don't pressure them to like go out to dinner or meet you somewhere that maybe isn't within walking distance for them. Cause some people, even after all this, I get the subways are clean. I get the buses are clean and they're probably the cleanest they've ever been. But some people just still are not comfortable being in that situation.
So Jamie, I'm saying, you know how for a while I thought they were like saying only for essential workers. Now you're allowed to go on it. I'm saying if it's like not part of your job.
Oh, it's been like that for a while. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't know what I'm saying. I mean, not like I thought it was closed, but I thought they were still kind of making it like, don't go if you don't have to, but okay. I didn't know
that. I mean, they really don't want anyone on public transit unless you truly, truly need to take it.
It's different because all New York City is public transportation. You know what I mean?
But I've seen more people using city bikes or biking in general to places.
Yeah.
So, and people are still using cabs. People are still using, I think they actually, the cabs are technically, I think they're safer than the transportation. Because it's just you and the other person. And the cabs already have the clear plastic because by law, if you hurt a cab driver, you can get arrested. Same thing with a bus driver. So, yeah. But, yeah, like some of my friends went to happy hour and they went somewhere and I was like, I would have loved to have done that if I was in the city. But, like, I don't know how comfortable I would have been, like, getting there.
So. It wasn't that close to me to like walk.
No,
to.
It wasn't close at all.
Oh damn.
So
that's the thing, man, because like I just know when I was there, it's like we're all trying to go everywhere. You know what I mean? There's so much happening. Like you work in this neighborhood, you know what I mean? You go here, you live in a different borough. It's like, why had that obviously been?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why everyone's leaving you right now. Well, it's like I told you, it's like twofold. I mean, I never enjoyed being in a car, but then like me and my friends were talking about the other day how I am so sick of driving everywhere. I'm just so over it. Like, I mean, it's like you can't win. Either you walk everywhere when you're living somewhere and then you're like your feet are broken and you can't wear any cute shoes, or then A, New York City, or B, if like change whatever and get lots of blisters. I've been there.
Think people are also just sick of paying a lot of money and being in small spaces. I think that's the main reason they're leaving, but people don't realize how you truly have everything here in New York City. And that's such a convenience compared to other places. Like we have all these, like everyone's doctors, you can get all your doctors here. You have multitudes of public transportation and it's reliable public transportation. It's not like some shitty public transportation. Cause I know people who live in other cities, like I've heard in Seattle how unreliable their bus system is. And I know LA has like a pretty reliable bus system, but it's nothing compared to what's here in New York. It's nothing that's compared to in London even. So like, I don't think people realize just how lucky they are when they live here to have all the, like have everything truly at your fingertips versus like when you move away and then maybe, like you said, maybe you have to drive further to get to somewhere, or you have to go here, or, you know, you don't have as much access to things as you do.
Yeah, it's just hard because, like, after a while, you get sick of a small space. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the thing, too. Like, also, everyone gets older, you know, with, like, family and, like, people do their own thing with all that. But it's just, I don't know, it's just tough when it's, like, it's hard sometimes to pay so much when you don't own it. You know what I mean? To pay so much in rent. I'm saying when you can, like, pay that to own a house. I don't want a house right now. But I'm just saying, some people I know, that's a big thing for them. But for me, it's, like, the fact that, yeah, you can't own it. But also the fact that, like, New York has so many great things, and I love it. But it's, like, you never have enough money. That's the hard part. Like, there's always more that you want and need and pay for, and that's just the hard part. Like,
it's a city for wealthy people.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I think LA is also the same. I think LA is kind of the same way too. I think any major city, unless you're super wealthy, it's never going to be enough.
Dude, so kids. Yeah,
also, like I don't know. There's also something just so cool about being like people have been saying like, oh, New York has turned into such a shithole like during COVID and we get it. We all hate everyone hates de Blasio. We get it. But it's the greatest shithole in the world. It's fucking fabulous.
But the hard part, Jamie, like during a pandemic when it's like, if you're like paying to be in a city where you want to like be out all the time and do a lot of things and everything is closed, that's the hard part. And you can't be around people. That's the hard part too. Cause all New York City is people everywhere.
Yeah.
And I love that. You know, it's an easy way to like, you know, do this to someone and go here. It's just like.
But then if you move to the suburbs, like, you're not really around people.
My neighbors.
To some extent.
Depends
where you go.
Suburbs, you. Depends. Yeah. I don't live in the middle of nowhere. I have a very busy neighborhood.
No, my parents don't either, but.
Yeah, yours looks like a lot of families around, too. My cousins live in the middle of nowhere. I have family that lives in the middle of nowhere. It's just hard. You know, it's hard with like money right now for people. That's the thing. But there's like less coming in. Like some people I know, that are in the city, like I think I told you or someone else that I know that's like in a different city, but like working somewhere else, like it affects taxes and stuff, people. So it depends on like people that move during this time. Maybe they're still making their current pay, but then like they're still paying taxes but living somewhere else. I don't know. Because people that I know have like moved from certain cities. Chairs make a lot of noise today. I'm sorry. It's just a squeaky chair. I'm not trying to be like a rubber duck. But yeah, it's just like a weird time. Like people are trying to like assess things. I don't know. It's just a lot of trying to like reconfigure stuff.
Yeah. Also, if you're a millennial who's buying a house right now, how the fuck do you have money to buy a house as a millennial? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know.
They have. I know because there's someone that I used to work with. Their grandfather bought their house for them. So, case in point, they have. Dude, again, I'm not a trust fund kid like everyone else.
Also, do not be ashamed during this time if you decide to go and live back home with your parents for the time being. Don't be ashamed of that. That's totally cool. You want to live in your parents' house for the time being? Have a few rooms to go to? Totally cool.
Dude, I feel like everyone is right now. I mean, joking, but I told you, I know somebody I told you who, like, one of my friends who, like, married and lives at, like, his in-law's house has both of his wife's siblings who are also married who were in New York City, like, they moved into their parents' house.
Yeah.
So it's, like, three full-size adult families in one house.
That's kind of a lot, but, yeah.
But, I mean, again, weird times, you. So everyone's trying to figure out, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Everyone's at a different threshold for that when it comes to living at home. But yeah, I think that's the thing right now too. And like, yeah, anyway, so yeah, true. People that have, you know, plans for jump ship and everything, that's the hard part, Jamie, because you've been there and I'm in that boat.
Oh, also another thing I just thought of since you're talking about finances, because prices in the city are going down, if you live in New York City, I know a lot of people who have done this. If your lease is up or let's say you do have less income coming in, it's a good time to negotiate your rent with your landlords or your supers. Or whoever, because if you find that other maybe apartments in your building or other apartments in the neighborhood are going for less rent and they're similar to yours, it's a good time to negotiate.
Jay, was it you that talked to me the other day? Someone else said that. Something else that I heard recently. Was it you?
Might have been me. I actually know someone who did it, who did negotiate her rent down.
Stop. Good for her. You guys do it. Honestly, if now if there's any time to negotiate with your, do it now, your landlord. Yeah, again, or super depending on the building. But yeah. Stop. Like very deja vu. I'm sorry. Maybe that was like someone else in my head that I read that somewhere too.
All right. Should we get into favorites?
Yes, Jamie. What are some of your favorites? You again, guys. These might be a weird culmination of stuff from the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. I actually don't have because I had so many the last episode. I only have. I have four. I have two hair things. Two hair. Hair products, and then I have two Netflix things.
Stop, that's perfect.
So my two hair things, my hair has been, when all you curly girls out there know that you use so much more conditioner than you do shampoo. Like half the time you don't even need the shampoo in your hair, you just need to condition the curls. My hair has been so freaking dry, and I always try and use like sulfate-free, silicone-free, paraben-free. I try and use all those things because you know, they're not good for you. But I kind of broke the rules and I was at my parents' house, and my parents have this huge thing. I think my aunt must have given it to my mom. My mom and my aunt like to hoard hair products. I don't know where they got this from because my grandmother was not. I don't know what that's the one thing they have in common. They hoard hair products. I don't know why. So my mom has this giant, like Costco-sized pump of Dove hair conditioner in her shower that she doesn't even use. And I'm like, I don't understand. I've used it before though. And I was double checking on Dove's website, or I was doing some Googling. I don't think as great as Dove products are, I use their body soap, but yeah. I don't think their hair products are like sulfate and silicone and paraben free. However, the Dove Daily Conditioner was a miracle worker on my hair and I loved it. And I'm going to use it now when I go to my parents' house, and I might buy some for my own bathroom. Because I was doing some research that I like it better than the Revitalash conditioner that I bought that was like $35 for my birthday. I think sometimes when you use like the silicone sulfate-free stuff, I think sometimes it could do like more harm to your hair than good. And I also haven't had a haircut in almost a year, so that could be a reason why my hair has been so dry. But wanted to mention that. And then the other hair product that I started using, which I used to use in high school, is Moroccan oil. the brand Moroccan oil. I know there's other like other probably fake ones, but just use the actual brand. It's the best. It's worth the money. And I asked my mom, I was like, do you have, cause I have a pump of macadamia oil that I use in my hair all the time, which I got at work, which is another great brand. But I forgot how great just the regular Moroccan oil is. And not only does it make your hair smell good, but it makes your hands smooth and then your hands smell good. Like it's just, it's awesome. It's so good. And like, you just need like the teeniest bit because it's a very thick oil. Mm. And those two together, my hair now feels so much softer than it has been in the last probably 3 to 5 months. Oh my God. I'm also finally getting a haircut, but still, lifesaver.
Soon, I was going to ask you, only because you mentioned it's been a while, I know you were wanting to get one.
Yes. I finally got one. I'm going to go to a new place when I'm back home because my mom can drop me off or I can drive myself. But I've also heard good things about DivaShawn here in New York. I've heard that they did a great job socially distancing everyone. They have a ton of protocols. So if you are a curly haired person, I don't know if they're taking new clients at the time. I've been a client there for a really long time, but I know a lot of people who have gone and said they felt very safe and they were very impressed. So just want to mention those two things because they're great. And then the two Netflix things I wanted to mention. Yesterday I watched Love on the Spectrum, which is so interesting. I heard from so many people this was a really interesting series. It's an Australian series. I don't know if it was made for an Australian television network or what the deal is. It's only 5 episodes, about 40 minutes each. And it documents young adults who have who are on the spectrum for autism and how they date and how they go on dates with other people like them and how they meet people. But there's also a woman on there who she's got to be some sort of, I don't know if she's like a behavior doctor or something. And she actually will go to these people's houses because a lot of them do live with their parents, and she teaches them the skills, like different social skills. And then there's a class they even go to learn different social skills. And it was just really fascinating, the whole thing. It's so heartwarming to watch because they're so genuine and they're so much themselves. And there's this one couple on there that's actually engaged, and oh my God, the guy in the relationship was so funny and so romantic. It was adorable. And the one in the girls was hilarious. Like she said, I don't want kids cause they're a waste of time and money. And I was like, oh my God, Maddie. Yes, I get it. Yes, girl.
Time if you like kids and you want a family.
Right. Right. Well, I guess this girl has like a lot of nieces and nephews. So, but
she has enough of her own kids to take care of that or not.
Right. But they speak their minds and they're open and honest. And then it's also heartbreaking to see when they go on these dates and maybe there was in the beginning, this one guy went on a date with the girl and the girl got, she just got like too anxious. And it's also interesting because they break the fourth wall a lot because the producers know that they can't film for long periods and they have to take breaks here and there. So that was interesting to see.
Show behind the scenes?
What?
Show behind the scenes, Jamie, kind of?
A little bit. Like there was this one date where the girl like looked at one of the producers and you could hear him say to her, like, do you need a break? And she was like, yeah. And because she was getting like a little too anxious and whatnot. Or one of the guys was one of the younger guys. He was like 21. Everyone's between the ages of, I would say like 21 and I think 30.
Oh my God.
On the show. Yeah. And one of the guys said to the camera, he's like, okay, I don't want to film any. I can't film anymore. Like, I'm done. Bye. It's just really, really interesting. I grew up with a girl who had two brothers that were nonverbal and very autistic. So it was very interesting to watch and it just shows like, you know, you shouldn't judge people just because they're different. And then another show, which also has to do with love, which was so fascinating. So I think if any of you watched, oh God, what was it called? There was a show that was on Bravo.
It's on Bravo and you can't think of it, Jamie? What do you?
Oh my God, what was it? Something Karma. It was really good. It was about these these group of friends that are all of Indian descent that live in Miami. It was actually a really good show. Very interesting. There is, I'm on my Bravo app, right?
Shaws of Sunset, that's a different show.
No, not Shaws of Sunset. Of Sunset, they're Persian.
Oh, Persian, I'm sorry. I have some Indian friends, but I didn't.
Family Karma, that was it. Okay, great show. I thought it was a good show. Very interesting. But there's a show on Netflix called Indian Matchmaking. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating about Indian culture and the culture, the whole meaning behind having a matchmaker. And they film, again, the people on dates, and they have this matchmaker from India, and she goes through her process, and she does both matchmaking here in the States and in India, which was interesting, but really fascinating series. So,
Jamie, you watch so much TV. You're in this place.
I won't get rid of my cable because I like watching Bravo in real time. And my cable just went up again in price, and I'm like,
dude, I mean, prioritize whatever, you know, if you prioritize it, it's up to you. Dude, yeah. I told you, like, I was saying to someone the other day, I was like, I don't know who was talking to me, one of my friends here, maybe Jimmy, yeah, I guess some of my friends, I feel like, here, they're mentioning, not that show you mentioned, the first one, but it sounded similar to whatever, they're watching some Australian thing on Netflix, I don't even know, and I was like, oh, I was like, well, I didn't have cable for 7 years, and I live in New York, and I'm kind of fine, I mean, I watch TV, obviously, at home, come on, like, I have a TV, yes, but, I mean, maybe there's, like, a few shows that I'll watch every week, otherwise, I'll kind of, like, I'll watch it at night, I guess, but I like to, like, have, like, for good entertainment purposes, like, yeah, I use my computer, of course, and, like, phone during the day, but TV, I'm like, after dark kind of thing only for my own like peace of mind for health. That's what I choose to do for me. But that's so funny. I love it. Jamie, you're giving everyone so many recommendations. So helpful. That was your last one, you?
Yes, those are my four. I explained them for a long time though, but go ahead with yours, Krista.
I'm sorry, my nose is like dripping. I swear to God, I'm fine. It's just like my fan's on and like it wasn't that, it was like warmer earlier. Whatever, I'm fine. It's just like.
I feel you, that happens to me all the time.
Going from like AC to outside, it's like 89 degrees. Yep. You're like
I was sneezing like crazy yesterday.
Oh my God, so annoying. I'm sorry. Okay. All good. Okay, guys, a couple things. Jimmy, I believe all of mine today are skincare. Surprise. But here's the thing. I haven't been buying anything crazy, but I guess I got a couple of things on sale recently and just like I think I kinda like not bulked it, but it's like anything, guys, fun fact that you order now comes in like a month later. I mean joking, but like things take forever now. Anything that's coming. Anywho, okay. And side note, Jamie, you know how I love my stuff from the kit? I had bought some, like, new dress because it was on sale, and I was like, yeah. You know, guys, anyone knows, you know, if you want kind of, like, summer stuff now for next summer, it'll be cheaper now, maybe, or, like, maybe in a month, maybe so, like, it goes on sale. You know, because, like, fall stuff's coming out already. So, I had got, oh, my God, my nose pissing me off. I'm so sorry. Running my nose. I'm sorry. I had got some stuff, I'm saying, like, for, I bought it because when I went on sale, I was like, oh yeah, summer's almost done, but for next year, and I ordered it so long ago, hadn't heard back for so long, they, Jamie, still haven't sent it because they got so behind they didn't realize, they refunded me the full thing, and they're still sending it to me.
Wow.
Jamie, but you have to, because Jamie, I had like bought it for a certain thing, I was like hoping to wear it by a certain date, whatever. You know, I ordered like a month ago, literally a month and a half or so, I'm like, you know, it takes like 2 weeks maybe plus right now, but even still, like no one had corresponded with me at all in between. But guys, this is where I utilize social media. I DM the girl, whoever does social for them, and she's great. She's like, let me look into that for you. Then she reached out to them internally and was like, let's take care of this customer. What can we do for her? Because it was like, they hadn't responded anyway. So fun fact. Anyway, sorry. Okay. What do I have, guys, for skincare? Jamie, Origins. Love Origins. I think I had like an Ulta gift card for my birthday. So I went to Ulta a little bit ago. Origins, guys, they have this. I don't know if it's super new. I think they had it there before, but I hadn't purchased this before. Their Perfect World Antioxidant White Tea Cleanser. It's almost like a very light cream cleanser. It was nice because I actually had finished a lot of my like other kind of random cleansers. They weren't like super fancy. It's like random kind of, I guess, a Cure brand. Like I said, it's kind of like low price, which is nice. I had emptied out a lot. So I was like, okay, let's replenish, you know, kind of have, I like to use it a, like a variety, diverse stuff on my face to kind of change it up in the summer and winter. But it smells great, guys. Actually, the key about it being antioxidant and white tea in it with the cleanser is that it actually protects your face from like free radicals and pollution. So it's like great to do at the end of a day with sweat, guys. We also get crap even with a mask on. Like, I've been having my own chin battles here of like hidden stuff under the neck, you know, just like from mask and sweat and weather and hello summer. So That's really great. Exciting new cleanser. Like I said, Origins, I like their stuff to me. I feel like they're good. Decent price point, good quality. I feel like also it's good for, you know, sensitive skin, I think, in general. It's like good for, you know, my skin's normal, I'd say, but I know certain parts can be sensitive or more oily. So I love that. But again, it's called Perfect World Antioxidant White Tea Cleanser. Also, one of my favorites this week. Okay, this came out quite a bit ago. And Jimmy, I love that it actually incorporates health into like a beauty aid product. Okay, Fresh. You know the brand Fresh. Maybe we discussed it before. I've only kind of had like I used to have a lot of their stuff that I'd get in certain packages for Christmas, like little gift sets, you know what I mean? Never have used a ton of their things religiously, just kind of here and there. Fresh has like a newish, maybe relatively new this year at some point, came out with this black tea kombucha facial treatment essence. A, there's like kombucha in it. How cool. You're not drinking it, but it's like the fact that it helps with inflammation of the skin and kind of, you know, sensitivities and breakouts and whatnot. It's a, like I said, it's a treatment essence. So I was like, okay, what does that mean? I had obviously asked the person at the store I'd gotten it from that's like local here, it was on sale. And you put it on after you cleanse your face. You can always do a toner, or you can just basically after you cleanse, you put kind of like you pour it into your hand, you kind of pat your face with it before you put your moisturizer or serum first and then moisturizer, whatever you're going to use for your kind of routine. And it kind of just like sets your face right to prevent against pollution and any like extra stuff that comes in to like clog your pores and everything. There's a lot of great stuff details on it. Also help for anti-aging. So Jamie and I are getting up there, guys. We got to work on this now. So it's pretty cool that it's a black tea part of that line. Like I said, the kombucha's in it. So it's kind of just like a cool thing. And they had done a cool, really great detailed post about it, actually, on their Instagram story. So I was like, oh, let me try and learn more about it. So I asked that, and I purchased it, and I love it. A, B, okay, other product. Have I mentioned this before, Jamie? You know the brand OGX conditioner? Yeah. It's not organic, so, right? It's like, it actually is OGX. I don't know if they pronounce it
organic. It used to be, I think, organics.
Maybe, yeah. Did they change?
They just rebranded.
Like, that's what it was. Okay. Anyways, I've always loved their packaging. They always have guys kind of that really cute little like half dome kind of sphere looking thing. It's so cute. I only use their conditioner because like otherwise my hair, unlike Jamie's, is very thin. My hairstylist has gotten thicker because like I've taken care of it with a lot of collagen and stuff. It's gotten thicker over the years and just taking care of it, eating better for my hair and life and skin. But even still, I like their conditioner because like I'll use whatever kind of shampoo here. That's special for my hair. It can get oily otherwise or sweaty. I use their conditioner a very small amount. And I love, Jamie, they have a couple different ones I've lately been using, like one that I had used earlier that I just recently finished. And that one actually had collagen and biotin in it. And my hair's gotten so firm, so like thick, I'm saying, I feel like, and very like very healthy feeling with the good proteins in it, which is so exciting. And then the newer one I have is like it's orchid oil, and it's like age defying, so it helps kind of like with my balayage and my hair and stuff. So it's kind of, I think, helped it last a bit longer because it still seems like super fresh, even though that was like 4 or 5 months ago. But anyways, it smells so good. I love the packaging. And again, I'm a freak for packaging, so I'm like, oh, it looks good and it smells good and my hair feels good by it. So I like that. Organics. Like I said, it's the orchid oil one I'm using right now. That's age-defying, but I have used before the biotin and collagen one. It's like a dark purple. It's super great, and it worked for me really, really well, just a conditioner. And then, guys, the last thing, Jamie, is just I've used before Pharmacy, like their skincare. I've used, like, I think, their Daily Greens cleanser and all that stuff, and I have over there, like, they have really good product with like acerola cherry in it. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's really good for skin. It's a very important product that can help with, I think, discoloration, again, generally for inflammation a bit. And I have it over there. I forgot exactly what's like a melt away kind of cleansing balm. The new product that I purchased, actually, because I guess on sale, getting for things kind of at once. They all come in a very long time after you order them. This I never really do eye creams, guys. I always feel like Jimmy either maybe got one and then like never used it, you know what I mean? But this one, by Pharmacy, as far as Pharmacy, guys, like a farm, like Pharmacy Beauty, and it's called Cheer Up. It's a brightening vitamin C eye serum, and it has the acerola cherry in it. You just kind of dab a few dots, kind of like around your orbital bone, right here, or just kind of like do a little bit on the little crow's feet we all have on the side, which is like, you know, so cute, whatever. So it's good to put that there. You can do it just like, I'll use it at night after my shower, after it, because my face and stuff, my kind of like night creams, whatever, or I'll use it also in the morning. And it smells great, guys. And just like, I love kind of like a little, like almost like a little eye polish to kind of just like brighten up, you know, your eyes. And I've been getting weird sleep. I feel like lately I've been kind of up later than I used to be for a while, too, which is fine. It's just like kind of adjusting to things. So it helps to balance out some of the coloring. So those are some products that I've been using for a bit, or some that maybe I've been using the last maybe 2-3 months that I've really been liking, and some I just got like this past week. But it was those kind of three products, four, I guess I mentioned. And they all happen to be beauty this week. Sorry, no food this time, guys. There's no crazy shout-outs in that department right now, that's all. Can't think of anything else that stood out, so.
Yeah, it's funny when you were saying your skincare, you made me think of using an ice roller on your face.
Jamie, you said you still have, you have a jade, don't you?
No, I don't have the jade anymore.
I thought you said one of them wasn't that effective for you.
The jade roller didn't do anything. I
Dude.
dropped it broke, and I was like, that's a sign I shouldn't have this. I'm gonna throw this out.
Is that what you're thinking when I said eye serum?
We were also talking about like balms and stuff, and I was like, oh, an ice roller, like would probably like inflammation. You're talking about inflammation and puffiness, and like the ice roller is supposed to like help depuff your skin.
Mentioned it last episode, right? I think, or how you said you want one? Are you?
I have one. Really good for, you know what's good for when it's hot out? If like after a workout, it's so good because it feels so nice on your skin. I keep mine in my freezer, so it's like really cold. But if it's really hot out and you use it on like your neck and chest, or you're like you feel really overheated, oh my God,
Jamie,
so
that
good.
was your favorites 1 week. Yes, it was you that mentioned that, right? I think you mentioned
Yeah,
it. Oh,
I think
that's
I did. Yeah.
so cool. I saw
Anyway,
Instagram story mentioned that, and I was like, oh my God, I know.
they're like $15 on Amazon.
Dude, ice roller is totally the new jade roller stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it just keeps changing. The new like tool for your skin. People just like love to, you know,
Yeah.
like the gua sha thing.
I was just thinking that, like the gua sha tools. Yes.
But I feel okay. Okay, is this like, I don't know, not like rude to say, but I feel like it's almost like that kind of product. I feel like it should be safe for estheticians who like really know what they're doing. I mean, gua sha, go for it, but it's like, listen, if I had it at home, I'd look at it like a seashell. I wouldn't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, I've had done before, I think, to my skin at Hay Day, Jamie. I swear, I think they did one time to me. Like, they were testing it out to kind of get used to using it, the girl I had. Facial, she was amazing. And I think it was that. But I wouldn't know what to do with it on my own properly, you know, for the full effects.
Yeah, I would love for someone to do it on my back because where I have like inflammation, like, oh my God, I would love that. But yeah, I think those are tools that unless you truly know how to use them, you shouldn't mess with them. Yeah.
Dude, I think so. Oh, I think so. Again, I'm not even sure what they cost. Even so, it's like maybe what happened to you too. It's like maybe, you know, we buy lower priced ones that like are all mass marketed, but then they're not effective. You know what I mean? It's like otherwise, you know, it's like the industry kind of professional tools for, of course, you know, facials or any kind of like, you know, anesthetic purposes here kind of thing. It's like, dude, professionals take care of it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Speaking of that, last thing, I know we gotta go. I got a pedicure recently, my mom. It felt so good to be pampered.
Oh, I was thinking about getting one.
I mean, I never get them. I never do. My mom had a gift card. It was a really good spot here. And the girls did phenomenal. And I never get gel. And I was like, okay, so she did like a gel polish on it. So I guess it's harder and it'll last longer. And I'm like, yeah, it's like watermelon on my
Just
feet.
be careful when you get the gel taken off, because one, if you go back to the salon, they're going to charge you extra probably to take it off. But two, sometimes it hurts when they take it off.
I mean, do they ever have to take it off, or can it just like fade away? You know what I mean? Like a nail polish.
Well, it's going to, you have to peel it off. Or they use one of
The tools.
the tools. And they have to like, they have to file it off. So it's great, but I used to avoid getting gel because I hated getting it removed. Like the concept is great. It's so great. And I've seen a lot of people now doing at-home gel manicures for themselves, but
I've never done gel myself, obviously. You know, my nail,
yeah.
the color from you, the Sunday one that I love, I use all the time, the one that you
Oh,
bought.
so good.
I'm obsessed with this color. My toes are
Yeah.
like a similar color, but yeah, but the gel you, again.
It'll last a long time. Like it can last over a month if you like let it.
Jamie. But fun facts. I know they kind of mentioned that a bit, but again, we're not having it. I was taking off, we just had it done the other day, but that's food for thought. I mean, I know whenever I've painted my own toes, even just like at home, it'll last so long. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I just painted my meat yesterday too.
Love it, Jamie. Oh, so good.
Anyway.
So then, Jamie and I were talking about before. Do you want to mention, Jamie, now that you guys will have episodes coming out on.
Yeah, we're gonna upload now on Tuesdays. Just works a little bit better with our schedules with when we record and edit. So this episode will be, it'll be basically 2 weeks since we've had an episode up. But we're gonna upload now on Tuesdays. Try that. We'll note it on our Instagram as well, but we're gonna test that out. And I think we were uploading already on like Tuesdays before when we started this podcast, and we switched to Fridays. I think
Maybe
we were doing that.
it was like a Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little easier with when we record and when we edit and all of that stuff. So I hope you guys don't mind. And hopefully we'll be posting weekly now.
Hey, that's all good. Jamie, we hadn't like taken a week off because like we were ahead, you know what I mean? I think at all until this 2 weeks, no?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the other reason why too. We didn't really have any additional episodes for you guys. And this will help us get ahead in case we do have something sudden happen and have to take a break.
Life occurrences. But yes, guys, Jamie said again, just please, you know, be sure to follow us at OMG Stop Pod on Instagram. Again, tag us when you listen to it. Again, to be listening to on the podcast, guys. Hopefully here you're listening to it right now. On again, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the other, you know, streaming services here and there. Share with your friends. Tag a friend.
Tag us.
Yes, tag us, your friends. I'm just kidding. Okay, guys. Well, another episode. I'm Krista.
I'm Jamie. I want to say see you next time, but you're not watching us.
You can still say that. Here's wait, no, yeah, Jamie, no, you can still say that.
See you next time,
Jamie. Stop. Now we're doing Tuesday uploads, dude. See you in T. See you next Tuesday, literally.
Oh my god, that makes me think of James from Vanderpump Rules because that was his DJ night. But it was see you next Tuesday because if
what CUNT stands for, yeah,
yep. James. We are not DJ James Kennedy by any means.
Oh my god, I could have shared more songs, my favorites, but too late. Okay, bye, friends.
All right, bye, guys.